Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiawachung. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 1, the verses 18 to 25. Matthew 1, 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. I will reflect on the same theme from yesterday: Emmanuel, God with us. Dear friends, in Matthew 1:18 to 25, we encounter the very significant account of the angel appearing to Joseph, revealing the divine origin of Mary's pregnancy and instructing him to name the child Jesus. This passage unveils the fulfillment of the prophecy that a virgin would conceive and bear a son, and he would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This theme of Emmanuel echoes throughout the entire Christian faith journey, reminding us of the continuous presence of God in our lives. The passage holds timeless truths that resonate with our own faith today. Firstly, the narrative highlights Joseph's obedience and trust in God's plan, even in the face of societal expectations and personal uncertainties. Joseph's willingness to accept Mary and embrace God's unconventional path teaches us the importance of trust and obedience in our own faith journeys. God's ways often surpass human understanding, inviting us to yield to his plans with faith and with humility. Secondly, the name Emmanuel encapsulates a powerful promise that God is not a distant deity, but intimately involved in our lives. In our contemporary context, where the pressures of life can make us feel isolated or abandoned, the truth of Emmanuel provides profound comfort. God is with us in our joys and sorrows, successes and failures, offering a steadfast presence that transcends circumstances. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we cultivate a spirit of trust and obedience akin to Joseph's response to God's plan in our own lives amidst uncertainties and societal expectations? Number two, in what ways does the truth of Emmanuel, God with us, impact our daily lives and interactions with others? How can we embody this reality in our relationships and communities? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the timeless message of Emmanuel, assuring us of your abiding presence in our lives. Grant us the grace to trust and obey, even when faced with uncertainties. Help us embody the truth of God with us in our relationships and communities, being a source of comfort and love to those around us. May our faith journeys be marked by a deep awareness of your constant presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.